Time for TM Views. We are going to get a bit of an editorial look at some of the major news developments. Please be joined by former foreign correspondent and research fellow at Korea Peninsula Future Forum, a think tank that studies models for the future unification of North and South Korea. Hee Jin Koo in the studio. Good morning to you.
Well, torrential rainy
yes,
day to
indeed,
you, Henry.
Indeed, indeed. And we do hope everyone out there is staying safe as you make your morning commute. We're talking about something that really has, I guess, an indirect connection to the weather, and that is the economic fallout for not just the COVID-19 pandemic, but also this recent monsoon season and the damages caused by that. We have now had a month to assess the third supplementary budget that has been passed. Now there is some discussion and really garnering, interestingly, a lot of opposition support for maybe a fourth bill here. First, start us off. What are we looking at here with more money being, considered to be doled out?
Well, when it rains, it pours, yeah. Literally. And the nation is struggling from the heaviest rain damage in 9 years. And the ruling Democratic Party has stepped up calls for more disaster relief and, as you mentioned, a fourth tranche of supplementary budget. Now, so where is all that money going? It's been a month, as you said, since the third mammoth infusion of 35.3 trillion won. Should we push for yet another round to support the already flailing economy mired down by COVID-19? Will the nation's finances be able to withstand four rounds of supplementary budgets?
There's some irony here because we've seen An Cheol-soo, head of the People's Party, and Kim Jong-il, the head of the main opposition Conservative Party, basically saying, yeah, I think we need to talk about having a fourth supplementary budget. But it's putting, this is an odd situation where the government is now, nominally you would think a center-left government, is now kind of in the role of having to show or at least be cautious with fiscal restraint, right?
Exactly. I mean, this proposal puts the government in a bit of a quandary because the Moon Jae-in administration has been preparing for this year's annual, next year's annual budget, preparing for it, as well as the auditory as well as the annual audit. Now, if this means that if the National Assembly were to review a supplementary, a fourth tranche, it would have to be this month in an unscheduled session. This means that the government would have to find it hard to justify yet another tranche. I mean, even if it is a tranche of 3 trillion won, which is the figure that is being floated around these days.
Yeah, so then talk about the numbers then, because you mentioned how there is a little bit of a quandary here, and obviously government revenue and funds are a finite resource. It's going to be, you mentioned 3 trillion, it's going to be a much smaller scale than what we've seen in the previous supplementary budget.
That is what people are expecting. Now, the 2020 budget was initially 512 trillion won. Now, number 1, 2, 3 tranches all combined is 59.2 trillion won, and it's equivalent to nearly 12% of the initial budget. Now, if the government pushes for a fourth, that would push that supplementary budget to exceed 60 trillion won, more than to double that of 2009 when the supplementary budget totaled 28.4 trillion won. So this, even the three existing tranches has pushed the nation's debt to 839.4 trillion won this year, up by nearly 99 trillion won, which is a record. This means that the government may have to issue even more bonds on top of the existing issue of 37.5 trillion won due to the three tranches. Of course, we have to see other, we have already seen other nations take similar measures because of COVID-19, which was what triggered the 1, 2, 3.
effect. And up till now, the ruling party has been, as we said, a bit more cautious, saying maybe we should assess what exactly the needs are after this rainy period is away. But again, if you look back at what we've been going through, this is really an unprecedented situation with the monsoon season, right?
Yeah, it's absolutely true. 49 days straight of monsoon rains. Now, today, it's the 49th day, which is a record in meteorological history. More than 50 people are dead or missing since late June, and more than 7,000 people have been left homeless amid floods and landslides. Some 13,000 facilities have been damaged, including buildings, farmlands, bridges. And although the extent of damages have yet to be assessed for this monsoon season, experts say it will likely be a record amount.
And we have already seen now, and this also kind of implies governmental assistance going into the designation of these special disaster zones.
Mm-hmm. You said it earlier, Henry, already seven areas have been designated, but all of them are in the Gyeonggi, Gangwon, north and southern Chungcheong provinces. Now, because of the rains over the weekend in Busan and Cheonnam and Gwangju, the Prime Minister Jeong Se-kyun has said that the government would soon likely be adding to that list, this time from the north and south Jeolla provinces. And the cost of flood relief in designated zones will be subsidized by state funds at rates of 50% to 80%. And most regional provinces are quickly running low on relief funds already because of COVID-19. And they are finding that a quick injection is absolutely dire at this moment.
Yeah. And so, as you say, it's already a dire situation with COVID-19 and some of the economic difficulties. And this certainly does nothing but compound the situation. All right, we will leave it there. Koo Hee-jin, as always, thank you very much for joining us, and we will talk to you again soon.
Thank you.